Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of day where we walk by faith and not by sight. In everyday situations, we use and apply the Word of God by faith, the Word that we are growing in the grace and the knowledge of, and that Word is revealed to us as we go and trust the Word of God to help us and the Holy Spirit to guide us as we walk through situations every single day and still display the love, the life, the truth, and the Word of God. This walk of faith is a process that God has taken us to the place that He called us to, not a position, but it's a place of obedience and submission to His will. And as we walk by faith, we're able to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a wonderful place because it causes us to mature, causes our faith to mature, causes us to take the mind of God, to receive the mind of God every time we read the Word and renew our mind in the Word of God so that we can prove. We can't prove what is good and perfect, the perfect will of God, unless we have a renewed mind, because the renewed mind is the mind that takes the Word of God, reads the Word of God, and applies the Word of God by faith every single day. So it's a privilege and an honor just to know that we have an answer, we have a source, we have power and authority and a Holy Spirit to guide us in our everyday life so that we don't look like the world, but our light shines so very brightly that men see it and they are drawn to the God that we serve, to His love, to His kindness, or they're curious and they want to know how we're doing it. And we still have an overcoming testimony that talks about the greatness of God and what He has done and accomplished for us. We will be looking yesterday at the book of Philippians, and we're going to go back there today for this 15-minute of empowerment just to encourage your faith in what you're doing, encourage your stand, encourage you so that you can encourage someone else. We were looking yesterday at Philippians chapter 1, reading in verse 27, and it was saying, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel. I want to stop right there. We were studying last week about encouraging someone else, encouraging each other. And we understand that to encourage someone else means to esteem them higher. That means to forget about yourself and see who they are and see where God has taken them and encourage them to stand, to still continue to pray and believe God, decree the Word of God, and hope in God and know that it's going to work according to what His Word has said and declared concerning us. And so now we're here and we're talking to ourselves and it's talking to our conduct and how we are supposed to stand and how we are supposed to look and how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. We're seeing here that as we conduct ourselves in a manner that is worthy, that worthiness is according to the will of God, the Word of God. It is coming to now give us what we have need of, and it's giving it to us in a form and in a fashion that we'll be able to show the love and the light of God. And this is not in our own power nor in our own strength. What we're receiving and what we're getting is not through our own righteousness, but it is through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It is through what He's, the finished work of the cross, what He has accomplished. And it is the mind and the character of Him showing up and being demonstrated in tough situations. Because if you don't have a situation that's going on in your life, if you don't have anything that's just buffeting you or causing you to say, okay, God, what do I need to do? Then it's easy to walk out your day and not worry about living and conducting yourself in a manner that is worthy because you're only with yourself. But when you're in a world and around people, situations always happen, and we have to conduct ourselves in a manner that's worthy. We have to live in such a way that no one can accuse us of anything. And so, and that's what Paul is telling the church. He's letting them know there are going to be some problems that's going to arise. There are going to be some things that are going to come, but you're to conduct yourself in a manner that is worthy. Conduct yourself in a manner that looks like Jesus. Looks like Jesus. And this is good because he's talking to the Philippian church and he's telling them about the privileges that they have in Christ Jesus. And even though that they are citizens of the world, they are greater citizens of heaven. And he's telling them you've got to represent heaven, and that your conduct should reveal your heavenly citizenship. Your conduct, even though you're here on the earth, your conduct should reveal your heavenly citizenship. It should not be with the way that the world thinks or the way the world acts or responds, even to people who betray or hurt you. Your response, even though we're human, we're still in this flesh, we still have to guard ourselves in such a way that we always go to the spirit realm or to the word of God instead of to our flesh and our feelings. And that's always a battle because we understand that the flesh wars against the spirit. And there's always a constant war going on in our flesh. And so we have to always constantly keep the word before us, in us, renewing our minds, letting that word get down in us. And then there are times we have to pray and fast to mortify those deeds and the works of the flesh, consecrating ourselves unto God, having our appetite more pointing towards the spiritual things than the fleshly or the natural appetite. So we understand the things that we have to do to conduct ourselves and keep ourselves in a manner that shows our heavenly here in the earth, because there will be problems in our job, in the corporation, in the business, with neighbors, in society, in traffic jams, all of these different things, and we still have to conduct ourselves that says, I know that, you know, this is stressful, this is not what we planned, but I still have to be able to give godly wisdom, godly character, godly understanding and knowledge. I still have to do that. Even if the corporation does not honor my God, I can still conduct myself in a manner that is worthy and in a manner that shows the light and the light of Jesus Christ. So that's what he's telling us here. We've got to learn how to conduct ourselves in that with that oneness of spirit and mind with the Lord, and we're to that is what we should strive for. That's what our goal should be, that we look like him. And that means we cannot say everything we want to say. We cannot act any way we want to act. We cannot just treat people any way we want to treat them. We can't do the things that's what the world does. They say and do whatever. They don't care if they hurt your feelings, if they offend you. They don't care. And they thought that's their right. But the love of God in us restrains us and constrains us. The love of God in us gives us the wisdom on how to act in every manner. Jesus was faced with many, many different situations, but in all of it, he conducted himself in a godly manner, in a heavenly manner. And his spirit lives inside of us. His spirit lives inside of every believer, and that makes us more than conquerors. In the Greek, that means super conquerors. So that means he's given us the ability to conquer the things that other people cannot conquer, because we have his spirit in us to lead us and guide us, and we're to contend for the faith. This is when it says contend for, it's an engaging struggle. We are to engage in an encounter about our faith that other people do not understand or recognize or even know. We're to contend, engage together in this promotion of our faith, this promotion of what we believe and what we know is the truth. And as we do, we're going to see a continual battle, but it doesn't matter because our faith says we already conquered. We're already conquerors. We're going to strive in this life, and that someone's going to see and recognize the life and the light of Jesus Christ through us as we stand in our faith and do this. Whether Paul is saying, whether I'm with you or not, I'm going to hear about it. In other words, somebody's going to hear. Somebody's going to see it if they're there. Somebody's going to hear about your faith and be encouraged about your faith. And your faith stand might be that which is encouraging another believer on your job who may not be as bold as you are. And this boldness that I'm talking about is not going there, acting unseemly, but it's a stand. Your stand of faith is seen, and regardless of how the situation is, when you have a stand of faith, everyone can see that you're different before you open up your mouth. There are certain standards, there's certain things that you just don't do, the certain ways that you conduct yourself, that you treat people, even when you know that they don't like you. There's certain things that you do that lets them know it doesn't matter what you do. My response is to love you, and my response is to show you the compassion of God. My response is to let you understand that even in my lifestyle, my life is a worship unto the Lord, and because of that, I'm drawing you. I'm showing you who he is. I'm allowing you to even come to him, and even if you don't receive him, I'm still not changing my stance. If you don't want him, I'm still not changing my stance. And even though you persecute me and I haven't done anything for you, Jesus said that I'm going to be rewarded. Even Paul comes back and says, you know, if you get persecuted for doing wrong, then you feel like you deserve it. But if you're doing right and you get persecuted for it, then rejoice, because that's a blessing. That lets you know that your light is shining, that you're representing Jesus Christ, and they're persecuting you because you bear his name. But in heaven, that is a blessing, because now, even in this book, in the book of Philippians, Paul goes right down and he says, you are sharing in the suffering of Jesus Christ, not for something that you deserve, you know, like you went out and did something and someone is persecuting you for a crime or for wrongdoing, but because you were doing right, because you were living right, and they hated the righteousness, the God inside of you. And so they begin to persecute you, go after you because of Jesus, the Jesus inside of you. And that's the only reason they're going after you. Then you are sharing in the sufferings of Jesus Christ. You're partaking in something that they hated Jesus. They persecuted him. They sought many, many times, the Pharisees and the Sadducees sought many times because of the truth of what he was saying to try to destroy him, to try to go after him. And it was only in the fullness of time that Jesus allowed them to do that because he had to die. But we understand that there, and Jesus even said it, they're going to hate you because of me. They're going to come against you because of me. But you're blessed when that happens. So Paul is reminding them and letting them know you're sharing in something when you are persecuted for his namesake. But keep continuing to contend for the faith. Stand and engage in your faithful endurance of what you believe and know is to be true. You stand in that and don't allow the enemy, the world, the circumstance to make you conduct yourself in a manner that is unworthy of the cross. But always live and conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the cross. And there will be times that we might fail, but that's the time we run to grace and we say, God, forgive us, and don't allow us to call someone to backwards, but let us always live and conduct ourselves in a manner that is worthy of you. And you are a very present help, so help me do this. I'm not doing this in my own strength and my own power. I'm doing this in you, through you, and your word. So be the very present help that I need in this trouble, in this thing. I've got to come up with an answer. The boss is yelling at me. The church people don't understand what's going on. My family members outside of my house don't understand, and they're doing all these things. Whatever the case may be, you need to say, okay, God, you are very present help. Help me to conduct myself in a manner worthy. Give me the words to say. Give me the right attitude. Let the fruit of the Spirit, which is in Galatians, now be seen in me. Let patience come up right now. And let me be not quick to speak. Don't let me be quick to speak. Let me listen. Let me listen. Quick to hear and listen. But don't let me be quick to speak, because I want the right words to come out. That's part of me conducting myself in a manner worthy, that the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the understanding is there, and that I give the right answer with the right conduct and the right behavior. Now, that doesn't mean that you're never going to get angry, but the Bible says to be angry and sin not. So there's a way for me to say, show that I'm angry without sinning. There's a way for me to show that I don't like what's going on without sinning. There's a way for me to do that. So we're learning more and more how to walk this thing out because it's not easy, and we have to war not only against our own flesh, but the things that come to try to make us act contrary to the will and the word of God. But we are more than conquerors. We can do it. We have a Holy Spirit, and we are super conquerors in Him. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. I pray that you have been encouraged and blessed, and that you've gained some knowledge and information on this walk of faith, the prophets are there. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you tomorrow for another 15 minutes of empowerment. God bless you.